We're getting ready for the English Football League season on Monday for Yorkshire Day. We looked at a lot of the local sides. We've kind of branched out a bit since then, looking at some of the more newsworthy and noteworthy sides who start their campaign this weekend. We've looked at Burton, Aston Villa as well. Now let's turn our attention to Newcastle United. We're joined on the phone as well by Chris Woff from The Chronicle. Welcome. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, everyone. You all right?
Yeah, very good. I think it's been a busy few months for you, I guess.
Yeah, very busy few months. I mean, obviously, after relegation, there was a couple of weeks where it was, will he, won't he stay in terms of Rafa Benitez? I mean, after a few days afterwards, we were quite confident he would, but the process dragged on for a couple of weeks. And then since then, there's been plenty of comings and goings at the club in preparation for the championship. So yeah, no, it's been very busy, but very, very exciting. It's bizarre in some ways because it doesn't really feel like a club that's been relegated. There seems a lot more positivity than you would necessarily expect.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say as well. For those of us who look from the outside, Newcastle still spending, if you want, like a Premier League team, it feels, and everyone predicting big things. In terms of the actual summer, though, it's that securing of Rafa Benitez. That really set the tone for the whole thing, didn't it? How different it could have been if Rafa had decided to go on a different path a few months ago.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it has very much been the Rafa Benitez effect during the Mike Ashley era over the last decade or so in Newcastle. I mean, they've been relegated twice, but just in general, the managerial appointments have tended to be deflating for fans. I mean, there hasn't necessarily been a big name, but it's not even just that. It's more about what each appointment has symbolised over the last few years, and there's always been control from above. The manager hasn't necessarily had total say on players, hasn't been able to control the direction the club's going in. But Rafa Benitez symbolises a complete break from that. He understands what the fans want, he connects with them, but he also is a world-renowned manager and he has gone about reforming the squad. He's been given more power than any manager has really had during the Mike Ashley era. And Newcastle, it's more than Newcastle fans believe again. It's not necessarily that they expect to go and lift loads of trophies or anything like that, but they now have the feeling that they can believe and dare to dream of something bigger, which under the Mike Ashley regime hasn't really been the case.
I was going to say that feel-good factor at Newcastle, it really is there right now. And obviously, you look at Mo Diame and Kieran Clarke, two more players with Premier League experience who could be on the way to St James's Park.
Yeah, I mean, expect those deals to go through. So that's going to be eight incomings and counting. I expect another two at least on top of that, a striker and a wide man. I mean, Benitez has worked out where he believes the squad lacks. He let a couple of experienced defenders go in Colaccini and Taylor, but he's reformed them. He's just gone about changing the entire squad and realising exactly what he needs. Some players have left, and Wijnaldum and Townsend and whatnot, but he is addressing that, and he has decided that only players can go who he's got replacement for. Matt Ritchie came in for Townsend. Diarmé would be like-for-like for Sissoko if Sissoko goes. That's exactly how he's built it. It's players he says he wants with Premier League experience, or when Newcastle go up, as he hopes they will do at the end of the season, he'll have players who are ready for the Premier League as well.
With so much happening for Newcastle and the feel-good factor there, has much of what else is going on in the Championship really actually been on the radar of Newcastle fans, or have they been so just focused on what they themselves are hoping to do this season and those moves that they're making?
I think that primarily has been the focus. It has very much been on, we focus on Newcastle, we'll see what Newcastle need to do, and the excitement around the club has almost made it quite insular in that sense. It is almost a bubble, yeah, looking around the other Championship teams and the business they've done or the sort of state they're in. I think if you ask quite a lot of Newcastle fans, for a certain number of clubs, they wouldn't necessarily have too much idea of what exactly they've been up to. I mean, obviously they've known about the what's been happening at Aston Villa and things like that, but not necessarily too much. The focus has mainly been on Newcastle, and I think it will be interesting over the course of the season when fans go to new ground, but also just when they do see new teams to be perfectly honest, the focus has been on Newcastle. So in some ways, it will almost be going into the unknown, for want of a better term, for fans. I mean, Rafa Benitez in particular will know everything about every single team. But I think a lot of fans will not necessarily know too much about some of the teams they'll come up against.
Well, the first game for Newcastle in the Championship against Fulham on Friday night. It's the first game of the whole EFL season. Obviously, in that sense, it could be a good time to play Fulham with it looking as though Ross McCormack is going to be elsewhere in the next 48 hours or so. Then it's actually one of our sides. And to be honest with you, Chris, it's my side who are the first team Newcastle are going to play at home. Huddersfield Town, I mean, you were saying about the insular nature with the fans, but I guess for you, as you're looking at the football world, have you seen much of the Wagner revolution? Has that really hit anything home with you on that one?
I mean, I saw Huddersfield a couple of times last season, so I have seen that it has been a lot of change there, and obviously he's from the Jurgen Klopp school of football. So, but to be honest with you, I haven't seen an extensive amount of Huddersfield. So again, it's going to be a learning curve for me this season, seeing some of the new teams in and around. But I think it should be a very interesting game for both Newcastle and Huddersfield out there, because I think it could be close to a sellout. I mean, Newcastle have sold 33,000 season tickets a couple of weeks ago and counting. I could well see that game being close to a sellout. And depending on how Newcastle fare on Friday, I think it could be a really, really, well, regardless of how they fare, I think it'll be a really, really strong atmosphere. And it'll be, if Newcastle were to score early, then I think it would really lift the entire place and give them confidence for the season. But if alternatively, if Huddersfield come up, say, get a goal early, then that could really puncture the Newcastle bubble. So it really is an interesting first few weeks for Newcastle, because I think they do need to start strongly to keep the positivity going from the summer.
Because when you look at Newcastle, in pretty much every game, they're going to be the overwhelming favourites. So there is a lot of expectation on the players and the manager.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think any of the players are unaware of that. I mean, every player and the manager, when I've spoken to them pre-season, they all know that they are the big scalp this season. They are that everyone wants to go to St James's Park and beat Newcastle. And obviously all the talk is that Newcastle are promotion favourites, and that in itself can bring a complacency to a certain degree, but Benitez won't allow that to go a filter into the players' minds. He'll be prepared for every single game, but it is going to be a tough ask, and that's why he is building a squad, not just a team but a squad, to be able to get through a 46 game season with, as you say, players who are being signed from Premier League clubs or who in theory could be Premier League players, and because he realises it's difficult, and he's going to need probably 18 to 24 players who are going to be able to last out the course of a 46-game season if Newcastle are going to get out of what is a very, very tough division.
You talked there about them getting out of the division. We've mentioned a lot on this show about the Ian Holloway predictions that came out. I think it was Monday they came out. It got a lot of attention around here because he's relegated Rotherham, Huddersfield and Brentford. He said Newcastle top. I actually started a poll going around the same time we started chatting, Chris, on Twitter. You can vote, by the way, @radio_Yorkshire if you're listening at the moment, you want to do that. At the moment, though, 80% are saying top two. It almost is so everywhere that Newcastle will be promoted that anything but a playoff run or so, well, I don't want to say it'd be seen as failure, but almost that's where I have to go with it.
Yeah, no, I, to a certain degree, I think that is almost certainly true. I mean, Benitez himself is targeting, he said to us in no uncertain terms, look, I want to get this team promoted this year. Top two positions, ideally the top position, is what he wants. Now, if they were to go via the playoffs, then that wouldn't be ideal, but I suppose that's job done to a certain extent. But Benitez won't be happy unless they do finish in the top two. He's committed to the club for 3 years because he intends for only one of those to be in the Championship, and then he intends to be back in the Premier League. So with the amount of money that Newcastle have put in, or gross figure, because actually they've recouped more than they've spent at the minute, then yes, you have to say that the fact they've got Benitez as a manager and the fact that they've upgraded their training ground and everything, you have to say this is a club that should be in the top two for what they've done. That's where they expect to be. So I suppose it would be fairly if they were outside that top two, even if they did go up.